Lunchtime at University High School in Orlando. Students here choose from a wide range of international dishes such as lo mein noodles or Montego Bay chicken. Laura Gilbert is in charge of food and nutrition for the school district.
You know, if you go to the mall and you look around to see where the students are eating, they're eating at the Asian places and they're eating at the places where they can get a great Caribbean sauce.
A chef hands out samples to University High students. This school, like many others, has carried out detailed research into student tastes, conducting focus groups to find out what the students like to eat. Laura Gilbert says she's found that immigrant students want food from their native countries.
I think those students brought a lot of those foods over with them, so we're seeing that reflected in what the kids tell us.
In addition to Latin and Asian food, the School Nutrition Association says some cafeterias are adding Indian, Thai, and Somali recipes. Students appear to welcome the variety.
Normally, you go to a different school, they're like, oh, school lunch sucks. But this year is truly amazing, I can tell you that.
I'm not coming to school and I'm eating junk. I'm having good food and I'm getting what my body needs.
Officials claim success in efforts to cater to the students' taste for foreign food. Statistics from the school district that includes Orlando show that the consumption of school meals has increased by 10% over the last year. In Orlando, for VOA News, I'm Steve Mort.